What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. It's Deepak Shukla here, and my Uberman Muti, he told me we've got 8 minutes until we arrive at Avado. So I've got, as much as 8 minutes to talk to you. Today I want to talk about this concept of legacy, really, of trying to grow kind of bigger and outside of yourself. I think that one of the key factors in 2019, as we move into this era of even more heavy digital and, you know, the splintering of markets and video and podcasts like this growing, that branding, really, to be honest with you, branding and building, you know, your brand name, whether that's attached to your personal name or your company name or both, is going to, like, definitely be critically important as the kind of algos get more intelligent, as people become more, recognize automation more. And, you know, we've got the, I don't even know if they're Gen Z or what they would be, but, the new age of people who understand, you know, when they've been targeted and what they've been targeted for and how they're being targeted for intimately, that people will follow brands and people will follow personalities. And that's, I think, the key to longevity, that you have to take a little bit of a, you know, become known as, you know, Steve Jobs and Apple did, become known as, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk and Vaynerchuk Media. A little bit less so that, you know, Bill Gates and Microsoft's, Bill Gates is, you know, perhaps, you know, an outlier in that, to my knowledge. Again, he's less of a, say, public figure than some of the other people I've just mentioned are. And you only have to take, you know, a look from, really, from the entertainment industry, you know, with the Jay-Z's and David Beckham's, perhaps, and Kobe Bryant's, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and then see how, you know, that transitioned as we got more and more digital into the world of influencer marketing. You know, influencers could be, you know, a girl sitting at home on Snapchat and getting, you know, 100,000 views, and then big brands wanting to tie into her because her, you know, audience equaled money for the brands. And now we're beginning to see it filter into the actual, you know, marketplace, businesses and the bigger influencers. Again, as I mentioned, Gary Vaynerchuk or, you know, Frank Kern, Neil Patel. There's probably many more, you know, outside of those three that I've just mentioned that are in the marketing space, that are really, you know, becoming savvy to this concept that, you know, it's going to be, you know, very much your personal brand that's also going to be paramount to your success. And, you know, businesses being built perhaps today, or at least if you wish for them to be built in this way, could be a little bit different in terms of, let's say, makeup publicly than, you know, Google's, you know, Sir, you know, Brennan, is it Sir Guy Brennan, Larry Page? So that's your opportunity, I think. And your opportunity is delivered through this concept of, you know, edutainment, that you can educate as well as entertain all together, all at the same time. And that is what is, you know, on the table for you. That is something that you definitely should begin doing with your actual content and the delivery of it, that you can't afford to be just factual alone. You can't afford to just, you know, give, you know, perhaps, you know, high quality, detailed, tactical information, or rather you can, but if you can entertain whilst you do it, then you're going to set yourself poles apart, as well as, you know, this whole concept of, you know, omnipresence and trying to populate the platforms that your potential, you know, customers as well as peers live on, because, you know, your friend's friend may be your customer, and it's, everything's really just like literally 2 to 3 steps away today. So think about, you know, your legacy. What is it you're trying to build? What is it that you wish to live on after yourself? How is it that you can, you know, penetrate the hearts and minds of people? And a lot of it comes from your ability to just be fucking entertaining, as well as, of course, produce excellent content, as I'm trying to, whilst I'm, you know, apparently now I think about maybe 0.3 miles away from turning off at Glenroy Street. So there you have it, chaps. We are reaching the 5-minute mark, and they are today's thoughts on life, love, and entrepreneurship. See ya.